best get to the book review. Kia ora and welcome to Leilani Tamu.
Aloha, Catherine. It's great to be here. The book that I'm reviewing for you this morning is called Homeland Calling, Words from a New Generation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. And it's edited by wonderful writer and poet, First Nations, a woman, Ellen Van Nieuwen. It's, how do I describe this? It's a taonga, I think. I feel like that's the right word to use here. It's a collective anthology of lyrics from many First Nations writers. And it's really important to say, I think, that this is not a book in a traditional sense. It's very much, I guess, a treasure that occupies multiple dimensions. The songs, the lyrics, in lots of ways can be considered as poetry on the one hand, and on the other hand, a calling back to ancestor. And for me, as I was going through it, I really felt that I needed to feel the words as much as read them. And so I actually went on to YouTube and Spotify and looked up Homeland Calling because I wanted to hear these powerful lyrics. The book is organised in four different sections. The first is Country is My Heartbeat, which is about environment and place. The second is History is My Bloodline, about knowledge and survival. Flame is the Struggle, about mental health and well-being. Pride in My People, about family and community. And just the range of messages that are here. This really, in so many respects, is a great example of the cultural literacies that are coming from Indigenous voices, Indigenous communities, stating our place, saying we are here, we are speaking truth to power. It's a book of solidarity. And as Ellen says in the notes, which are quite extensive at the back, she talks about, she says, we give each other hope and purpose. And for me, therefore, this book is about empowerment too.
You seem very impressed also with the way it has been edited and introduced. And does that add to the whole in some ways? Could you speak a little more to how the book has been completed this way?
Yes, I think the role that Ellen's played here as a First Nations woman herself, really clearly seeking to lead a movement for change, is quite important. And I reflect on different anthologies that I've read over the years, and I do think that the role of editor is evolving as we're seeing those who are bringing together the collective being younger, being Indigenous themselves, and having that, I guess, that gentle understanding that their role is to weave together and to create space, but not to stamp, you know, too much of their own way of seeing onto it. And I think she's done a beautiful job. At the back of the book, there is a glossary because, of course, you know, the First Nations and Torres Strait Islands cultures have thousands of languages and dialects. So I do think that Ellen's contribution in terms of helping to translate those cultural literacies is really important. But I think she strikes a very nice balance between doing that, but at the same time not seeking to explain too much and honouring that space.
Yes. Look, you sound like it's been a real experience, this book.
Yes. My husband actually on the way in this morning, we're just going through YouTube listening to all the different songs that are in the book. So I do definitely think the experience in the book is as much having it on the page as going to YouTube, typing in Homeland Calling, Desert Peer Media, and then you just get to see and feel and experience it at the same time.
Fantastic. Thank you very, very much for the review, Leilani Tamu, and she has reviewed Homeland Calling, Words from a New Generation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Voices. It's edited by Ellen Van Nieuwen. The collection is published by Desert Peer Media, and as she heard, you can also, by Googling, find an account accompanying YouTube video to fully immerse yourself in the rhythms of this work, this anthology.